Phone Boy Speaks, episode 237. It's more than you think. So the National Security Agency says they only touch 1.6% of daily internet traffic. Well, what does that mean? Jeff Jarvis is not somebody I normally read, but he did what I consider to be a fairly reasonable analysis of what that actually means. And he breaks it down and he says that, you know, a lot of the traffic on the internet is not stuff necessarily that the NSA would necessarily be interested in or store, a lot of multimedia content there. And you can see his breakdown. I'll put a link in the show notes to the article, but what he, you know, by his sort of back of the napkin numbers, the actual communication that the NSA might actually be interested in is probably about 3% of the internet traffic. The rest of the stuff is stuff that they either can't do anything with or, you know, wouldn't be useful to do anything with. You know, I mean, who, you know, do they really need to analyze somebody downloading a copy of I don't know, Breaking Bad or, you know, some other show that you might be streamed on the internet? So when you break it down, yeah, 3% of internet traffic is actual communication that they might be interested in. And so when you look at the 1.6% number that they quote, well, that's pretty much half of all communication, real communication on the internet that they're looking at. And that's a pretty scary number when you start thinking about it, and is well within the capabilities of the NSA, I suppose. Jeff Jarvis talks about just kind of doing rough back of the napkin numbers. He puts together the kind of scale that it would be. And I can tell you, because I work in InfoSec, that the only difference between, say, like an enterprise that does some of this stuff, and because let's face it, enterprises do monitor traffic and potentially log things, and in some cases they have to because the regulations require it. So what enterprises do, they do this kind of stuff all the time. Not every enterprise, but it's feasible at the enterprise scale. The only difference between what enterprises do then and what the NSA is doing, it's just simply a matter of scale. The tools exist to do exactly what the NSA claims that they're doing. So it's just, you know, the only difference is, yeah, rather than just doing, a megabit of traffic or some small amount of traffic, you know, the NSA is dealing with, a lot more traffic. So, it's kind of like what I said before, right? If you don't want something to be looked at by the NSA or anybody else, don't put it on the internet. Don't put it over a public network like the internet. There are other ways to do it, you know, encrypt all the things, as I've said, or just don't put it on the internet. But yeah, so so that 1.6% number really is misleading. And, you know, and even if the numbers aren't exactly right, I mean, you could probably estimate it other ways. That 1.6% is probably a good chunk of the actual communication, because let's face it, there's a lot of noise on the internet. And so I think it's this the analysis that Jeff Jarvis did is, I think, fairly reasonable. And so it doesn't make me feel any better about what the NSA is doing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.